U.S. delivery service DoorDash will give nearly $17 million in settlement money to drivers in New York State who accuse the company of swindling them out of tip money by applying it toward their base pay. Some 63,000 delivery workers, those who worked in New York State driving between May 2017 and September 29, stand to benefit from the settlement. And that's according to the Office of New York Attorney General Letitia James. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
To a cardiac rehab center could help keep you from having a heart attack in the first place.
Stephen Youngs didn't have a heart attack, but he was close.
I had a tight band go across my chest, and I said, uh-oh.
A trip to the doctor confirmed a massive blockage.
I'm proud owner now of a 4-millimeter by 14-millimeter stent in my widowmaker. Basically, I was a heart attack waiting to happen.
Youngs became the first patient of a new intensive cardiac rehab center near his home in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Over 12 to 18 weeks, the center helps patients like Youngs manage their medications, encourages movement, and helps with mental health and meal preparation.
95% blocked. I would have collapsed. May not have made it.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A federal judge won't immediately order the White House to restore the Associated Press's access to presidential events, but Judge Trevor McFadden said case law is, quote, unhelpful to the White House and urged them to reconsider the ban before he rules. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a slight rain chance out there for the overnight before clouds break late. Temperatures dropping to the lower to middle 30s. Our winds light out of the southwest. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with afternoon highs in the middle 40s. Currently 46 degrees.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
My darling, I've hungered the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Ooh.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no, man, don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
She don't ask for things, no diamond rings.
So together like a hand in glove.
Like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
And fill me up when it's down I'm going. Put a little music in my day. Wouldn't be surprised if my love keeps growing. Bigger every minute that she stays away. I would kiss the ground she walks on. Cause it's my word. My word she'll obey now.
Well, I kissed.
This is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Our love is like a storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. That I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you.
someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a one. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
W-R-J-N.
When the truth is found, we'll be right back.
RJN. I feel good.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
I need you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right.
They call me Mellow Yellow. gonna be a sudden grace.
Bye. Business News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The deadline for a new federal government spending plan is nearing, and the House is pushing ahead with President Trump's priorities.
The House Rules Committee has advanced a key budget measure, setting up a potential vote on the House floor. The resolution encompasses many of President Trump's priorities, from border security and defense to energy and a tax cut extension. It also includes an increase in the debt limit and steep spending cuts of up to $2 trillion. Some vulnerable Republicans are concerned that could include Medicaid, and haven't said whether they'll back the legislation. Other GOP lawmakers have said they're a hard no. The Speaker can only afford a single defection for the measure to pass. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are grappling with confusing, contradictory directions from the government, with failure to get it right potentially costing them their jobs. CBS's Kristen Brown takes us through the Office of Personnel Management's actions.
OPM said, this is actually voluntary. You don't have to respond to it if you don't want to. And if you don't respond to it, it doesn't mean that you are fired. That was the end of the day Monday. Later Monday night, Elon Musk tweeted that employees will be given another chance to email OPM listing what they did over the last week, and that failure to respond a second time would result in termination.
Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration is reinstating some of the hundreds of staffers it fired last week. Many of the staffers getting their jobs back are responsible for reviewing medical devices and food ingredients. The Vatican says the condition of Pope Francis, hospitalized with double pneumonia and kidney problems, is showing slight improvement. But CBS News correspondent Chris Livesay reports from Rome, Francis remains in critical condition.
Doctors stress that Pope Francis is not out of the woods despite this encouraging news. 2025 marks a very special year, a holy year, the year of Jubilee.